The government will be amending legislation to facilitate harsher penalties for perpetrators of child abuse. This in response to increasing reports of children losing their lives or suffering persistent abuse at the hands of adults. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the strengthening of existing legislation to ensure children's safety and security. We now bring you excerpts of that interview.
There's a number of things across the board in terms of programs. Legislatively, there's a Child Care and Protection Act, there's the Offences of the Persons Act, there is a Sexual Offences Act, there's a number of legislation that deal with the best interest of children and has very harsh penalties for people who abuse children. So if a child is raped or if a woman is raped, you can even be sentenced up to life. What we're finding, though, is as the system gets more difficult, we have had to start revising some of these issues. So one of the issues that are coming forward, and it's now at Cabinet, is a child diversion policy, because we recognize that a large number of cases before the formal court system are children who are under 18 years old. 30% of our population is under 18. So what the Minister of Justice has done is we now are going to be implementing a child diversion policy to keep these persons. Well, simply to keep the children out of the formal court system. You'll have 13-year-olds who destroy property or probably wound with intent, uncontrollable behavior. So what we're doing is setting up parish committees with care plans so that these children can go before those committees instead, and that there is a better approach in working with that child to resolve the issue with
a more rehabilitative
approach, restorative, in the best interest of the child approach. What you're also going to see is, because of the Prime Minister's agreement that there needs to be harsher sanctions on parents, because remember, you know, a failure to report or a parent putting a child in harm's way, whether by negligence or for care and protection, can be charged. And
right now.
Right under now, the under the law. But what we are going to be doing, like? There's going to be tougher sanctions. So what you could possibly see is that if a child is even loitering on the road after particular hours,
a parent will be held responsible.
A parent or guardian can be held responsible. So those new policies are also being drafted.
If a child of, say, 14 is living with a man,
woe be unto the parent.
Parent would...
Woe be unto the parent, the guardian, and the man that the child is living with.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who actually know in the community.
Even the people in the community.
Even the people. If the people in...
could reach... Yes.
Even the people who know in the community and fail to report that the child was there will be liable and charged.
It will be that serious.
It will be that serious. And that exists now. That is why it's not to say, when I got up in my sectoral and said, look, this is not only the government's responsibility, it is everybody's responsibility. And you can't blame poverty, because you have children coming out of very poor circumstances. It's really the choices you make.
Yeah.
People have to realize is that there are a number of things that are already in place. What has to happen is a subverting of the current sociocultural mix that exists, where people are not taking responsibility for protecting children in the communities, in the families, and feeling that the quantity of children that you have are what is defined, sufficient to define your validity.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's not what it is. That's not what it
not
is at all.
Get,
it's not how much youth you get.
Yes.
We're geared a stripe. Mm-hmm. It's how you take care of your youth them.
Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.